Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. Giggity!
Giggity!
What up? Giggity, giggity. That is not usually how I begin, but that's okay. Usually. The departure's a little bit good. I think the departure's good today. What's up, peeps?
Hello, everyone.
It's here, we're here, smoking weed, hesitating in the middle of the sentence, getting a little stoned, but it's your girl Eileen.
And your girl Drew, taking a little puff.
Puff, pufferoo, Drew. And we're here. Pufferoo, Drew, that's a nice one.
Thank you.
Oh my god, you're welcome. Who came up with it?
You.
Oh, sweet.
Well, we are recording.
We are recording, so we can go back and confirm who's making it. Anyway, that's like not really relevant. What's up? Glad to hear you guys, or you guys to hear us for another month of Two Girls,
One Joint.
Passing it back and forth.
Talking about something.
Talking about shit, shooting the shit, smoking the weed, keeping it real. So, yeah, we were talking. And I had, like, I had the weirdest thought logic in getting to this topic. Someone said something about eggplants. I thought about eggplant emojis.
Right.
Then I thought about dicks. Then I thought about dick pics.
Yeah.
And then I just thought about nudes.
Yep. Naked pics.
Naked pics.
And videos.
Oh, videos! God! You just extended this by, like, 10 more minutes.
Well, at first, when you said eggplant, I was like, oh, sexting. You know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's how you send a dick.
Yeah. That's how you would send, like, an emoji dick.
Yeah.
An emoji dick.
My friend, speaking of emojis, like, the peach emoji is your butt, right?
Yeah.
The bouquet. And my friend told me that she got a compliment that her butt looked like the peach emoji. And I was like, wow, that is such a nice compliment.
Yeah, because it's the like, universal sign for the ideal butt.
Yeah, it's a nice booty.
Nice booty. Peach Bellini. Oh my god.
Booty goals.
Booty goals.
The peach emoji.
Oh man.
And I guess eggplant. I don't know if that's really a penis goal.
No, that is not a penis goal. You'd be like, why is it so ginormous at the bottom?
Yeah, like it's like probably not super symmetrical.
No. That's okay. Well, anyway, I think I've seen, like, how many dicks do you think you've seen in a photograph sent to you? No, let's not count
really
on porn.
Very many.
Really?
Yeah, and I used to complain about this because
God damn it!
Like, nobody's
he just is asking me what my interests are.
Yeah,
where the fuck are the cocks?
About, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, how was your day? What is that nonsense? but at my old job, I jokingly told people, like,
I'm taking my bra.
Well, I jokingly told you're taking off your bra. So at my last job, I had guest told people that I was like, you know what? I've maybe gotten one dick pic. I haven't really gotten dick pics. And, like, people are always saying, oh, guys, always sending dick pics, always being like, oh,
I'm so sorry.
And no one ever sends me a dick pic. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with me? No one's sending me dick pics.
And, I'm sure many women would disagree. They'd be like, no, I hate these.
I know, obviously.
The grass is always greener,
I don't really, really want, like, dick pics if they are, like, especially coming from the wrong person at the wrong time.
Disrespectful.
You do not want that. Yeah,
disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
God. No, but.
But even guys I've dated where I'd be like, I've taken a picture of their dick myself, but I've never gotten
dick pics. Yeah, so you've never gotten dick pics from from a boyfriend. Like, your boyfriend, you're not, like,
sis. We, like, had Skype sex once. It's really the closest.
Really? I feel like whenever me and my boyfriend are in different cities, I'm like, send me a pic of that dick.
Yeah. That's nice.
Or we'll video chat and I'll just be like, show it.
I was probably shy about it. Yeah, video chatting we did, but not too many pictures. Although we did take naked pictures, like...
You took it of each other.
Yeah, of each other, and, like, I took some of myself and sent them.
Oh. So, yeah, okay, so your answer is... You haven't gotten that many dick pics, but how many...
the traditional
How many pics. Titty pics have you sent?
Probably, like, a handful. Like, 10. Not that many.
I'm looking at your tits.
Actually, the thing is... Maybe more. Maybe a lot. I don't know. I think I took a lot of pictures. I didn't really send all of them. Which actually reminds me of a time. This was when I was dating someone, and I was at his house, and his computer was at the bed, and it had, like, whatever the taking pictures.
Oh my god,
pictures.
I'm gonna get chips.
It had, the snap... What is it called? The snapshot...
Oh, when it takes a bunch.
Well, it's just like you take pictures.
Photo
booth.
Okay.
Oh, photo booth.
We're so late.
Sorry. Anyway, I was there. So he had the computer, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna take a picture of myself all naked on the bed from his computer while he's not home. Sorry. This was at the time when I was unemployed and smoking weed and playing The Sims all the time. And I was like, well, now that I've taken my break of The Sims, I'll take some naked pictures on my boyfriend's computer. So I took a bunch, and I think they just, like, you know, some are not good. Some are, like, I want to delete it. So I deleted a bunch that I didn't like, kept maybe one. And then when I wasn't around, he went and noticed, like, the deleted images. And he went through all of them. So it's like all the ones I didn't want to be seen. And I came home and he's like, oh, I saw some pictures. So he liked it.
Did
he
jerk? Nice.
Probably, yeah. I think so.
I like knowing.
Knowing if he did?
Yeah. I usually just ask.
I feel like he did just offer that information.
Does it take, like, a video of you, and then
you can do videos, too.
Or you just said, like, take a picture every second, and you just move around?
No, you just, like, he had a mouse. I had the mouse from, like, the button. Hey!
You're, like, lifting your leg up, but you're, like, pointing on the thing.
Yeah. It was really just for fun. Just, like, naked in bed. I was like, take some pics.
I feel like I have a whole history of taking naked pictures.
Yeah.
Like an evolution.
Yeah.
The first time was like, I had a boyfriend who was older than me when I was 18. And I thought, because as an 18-year-old, you don't have any money, you suck. So I was like, what am I going to get this guy for my birthday? He buys me shit. He drives me around because I'm like 18. I'm not really a person yet. And he is. And so I was like, I got it. I'm going to take a really sexy picture.
Yeah.
And I had, like, a toy 18-year-old body. So I got my friend, and I was like, okay, can I come to your house after school? Because we were still in high school. And can you take a sexy picture of me, like, on a bed?
Yeah.
And she was like, okay.
That's awesome.
And we were on our parents' bed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Her parents? Yes, yeah. Like her family wasn't home, so I went to her house and she was like, well, my bed's a mess. Well, my parents, they have like a really nice bed.
Oh my god.
So no one was home. And so I, my toy little 18-year-old body, I did it. I could not do this now because my boobs are way bigger and way fatter. But like, I was sitting in a straddle with my hands in front of my breast, so they just covered my nipples.
Yeah.
But they were, like, pushed together, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was, like, leaning forward and biting my lip. And, yeah, so she took the picture, and she printed it on her printer, and I framed it. I spent, like, you know, $4.95 on a nice frame
from
Walmart.
That's a great present.
And I, he probably still has it.
Yeah, why would he throw that away?
And I've taken another time I got my friend to take pictures of me. It was, again, a birthday for my current boyfriend. And this time, like, it was, we went to my other friend's apartment because she's rich and she has a nice apartment, but her roommate had this really annoying dog that just, like, wanted to be on all the pictures. You know, the girls are like, oh, he's so cute. And I'm like, no, this is a boudoir photo shoot. And there's, like, several pictures of me and the dog. The dog, like, was nose and my butt and my face, like, or him looking at my, like, towards my leg or on my crotch. Yeah,
that's weird.
And I'm like, get him away.
That's hilarious.
But, yeah.
But those pictures turned out real good.
Yeah, there were some good pictures in there. I made a little photo album, which I printed at CVS.
See, the, like you said, it's the history. It's your traditional gift.
Printed it at CVS, put in a little, one of those, like, folders. You know how they have the little thing where they turn the pages with the clear things?
Yeah. I think that's a great gift.
It's a great gift, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever done that. I would do that.
The look on both of their faces, you know?
Very happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to do more. Yeah, you should too.
Well, I don't have anyone to send naked pictures to right now. But
should you create an archive? Someone? Like, create a folder of this is what you earn.
Yeah, yeah. No, if someone lasts however many dates, well, then go.
If you pass the application and interview phase, you're rewarded with this
one left nipple.
You get the download password for this file.
Yeah.
People are funny about nudes. I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like. I feel like it was not as common. It was all super risque. And now everyone has naked pictures of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Yeah. It's crazy not to.
There's with not the a cell phone in America, you know, without, like, some butt cheek or nipple or vulva or ball sack in it.
I'm pretty sure I've accidentally showed you a dick on my phone. A pic with a dick in it.
Oh, you did! I do have a
specific memory.
I do have a memory. I forgot where we were. But you were like, look! And then you swiped and you were like, ah!
Because I forgot it was there.
It was a picture of him, like,
shaving his face, but he was just like naked. Yeah. He was just, like, in the bathroom.
He was doing funny things shaving his face.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is his mustache. Yeah. This is him with the Fu Manchu. This is, it's dick!
Yeah, that's what it was. Because I accidentally just took one. It was just like another one in the series, but it was from far away. And he was naked, and I don't think I even realized that his dick was in the picture.
And you kept it.
It's a good picture. Because
why would you not keep it?
It's on my computer somewhere.
It's all going to come back to haunt us, all of us already.
I saw, like, a picture of me in, like, bra and panties that was just, like, a sexy pic that I think I had sent to the guy I was dating at, like, during college. Early on.
Yeah, early on.
It was, like, red panties and, like, a leopard print bra.
See, early on, that was a good remember pic. When we were younger and we were, like, because even when I think of that naughty picture I took for my first boyfriend, you can't see shit.
Yeah. But now.
Now
you're in the big league.
Well, I guess, like, when I had my other friend do the photo shoot with the dog, she wasn't letting me get totally naked. I took my underwear off and did butt cheek pictures, but
yeah.
I don't even want to freak her out if I went full frontal.
Yeah, probably.
But I have taken in full frontal nudes.
Yeah, but yourself?
Yeah. Well, myself and also from a boudoir photographer. I did, like, some really good.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Yeah, you have.
Is there a vagina?
Oh, I guess you don't see the vagina, but you see nipples for sure. Oh, yeah. So vaginas aren't, like, attractive things to take pictures of.
I thought you were like, oh, yeah, I did the full thing. Legs spread, full vagina pic.
No, I have a... Actually, you're not the first person who accidentally showed me a naked pic. My one friend, she was, like, showing me a picture of his dick. I have a friend who used to, like, date on Tinder all the time. And she would show me all the stuff. She'd be like, and look, because she would ask guys. She'd be like, I need to see a picture of it.
Before she ever met them?
Yeah.
Damn.
And so she would show me. That's and so she was, like, scrolling through her fucking archive of cocks. An archive of cocks. And she's like, look at his dick. And she's like, zooming in. She's like, see, don't you like, I love dicks. Like, blah, 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 blah. And she like swipes. And I was like,
a dick scientist.
And she swipes, and I was like, is that a vagina? And she was like, oh. Sorry. And I was like, is that what you send them back? And she was like, yeah.
Just a zoomed in picture of her cooch. Mm-hmm. That is great. What a woman. I respect that. So many dick pics.
Wait, hasn't one of your friends, I feel like you told me about some of your friends.
Oh, like, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, my friend showed me pictures. Yeah, she showed me pictures of any dick she comes across. But, like, the current boyfriend, yeah, she showed me a picture of his dick. It's really big, like, pretty nice. Looks pretty good. And then she had showed me that before, and then we were out drinking, and after a few more drinks she was like, I have a video of me sucking his dick. And she was like, I want you to see it. I'm like, all right, cool. And it was so funny because it was like the guy was filming it and he started it. And she's, like, down there at his dick, like, looking up at the camera, and she gives a nod, like, oh, ready? Oh, okay. And then, like, puts her face down and just goes to work. She showed it to me, and I was like, girl, yes, get that dick. She, you know, she was doing a great job. That was so funny. And you know what? That we were just sitting at the bar. We were sitting at a bar in public.
And she was like, you want to watch
it? We were pretty drunk. It was really fun.
That is amazing.
Yeah. She's much more open. I like people who are just more open about nudity mm-hmm. in their bodies. Because I'm like, that's cool. It's empowering.
Did she finish?
We didn't, like, watch for more than just a little bit. Yeah. Like, 20 minutes later.
Have you ever made videos? I've definitely mm-hmm. made videos.
I've made a few, couple, maybe not too many.
I have a couple of from behind videos.
Nice.
Like one, and there's like, I don't know what song it is, but there's like classic rock playing in the background.
Dude, you've always listened to so much music during sex.
And then all you hear is. Yeah. And then you hear, like, some guitar solo.
Can you feel the love tonight? Just kidding. But I'm pretty sure you did have some Lion King.
Probably. I did it with the music on because I lived with you.
Yeah, to drown the sound. But the playlist was
on. Now so I just funny. Sort of let it echo.
Yeah.
Through the apartment.
I don't really like playing music during sex. It just distracts me.
It depends on how the sex is, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're
been bad.
Yeah, or if you're stoned, or
but like I just like the songs too, and then I'm like, nah. But like, yeah, some music is fine.
But yeah, I have like the first video I made with that first boyfriend. I just remember running it, like, he shot it on, like, a real camera, like, a nice camera or whatever.
Set up. Oh, fancy.
I watched it after we watched it on his computer, and I was like, ugh, delete this shit, because my face was all, you can't see, well, I guess we're on a podcast, but, like, yeah, it was just suffice to say it was not cute. But, yeah, I'm like, all ugly faced and stuff. And I thought I looked like 10 years younger, and I thought he looked like 10 years older.
Oh.
And I was like, this is creepy. Delete it.
Oh, well.
And, videos I have now are all cell phone.
Yeah. The one that I had, that was like, we set it up, but it was we set the phone up in video mode.
Yeah.
We did it. I think it turned out being a pretty good video.
It was a long time. Oh, I always do like almost like Instagram size clips.
Yeah. This was back in the day. I don't know why. I mean, it was cool to have the video. I think it was pretty good.
Would you watch it?
Yeah, we watched it. Sometimes?
Oh, nice.
But then it was just sort of like on the phone somewhere.
Yeah. We don't have it anymore.
I'm thinking it was on his phone. Hasn't been leaked yet, so.
God bless.
I'm sure, it's fine.
Maybe he lost a phone. He needs a new phone.
Maybe it was on my phone. I don't know. I have a different phone now. I probably ended up deleting it. If it was on my phone, I probably deleted it.
Yeah.
This phone, you never know.
It gets, like, awkward, you know?
It is a little awkward.
Well, I mean, now, like, when we try and do it with a phone, I'm just like, here. Oh. And I tell him to hold it. But it's like, then you have, like, one less hand you can deal with. And that limits you a little bit. But yeah, the from behind ones are really great. It's like POV porn.
Yep.
Oh! I'm dropping one.
Do you guys watch it?
I do a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes we watch it together, I'll bring it up. I'll be like, remember this?
That's cool.
Yeah. But it's short. It's like a minute. It's much shorter than a minute. Yeah, sometimes I'll watch it just to jerk off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Jerking off to yourself. I like it.
That booty.
Like that booty. I'm like, look at that arch on my back.
Yeah, that's nice.
Look at that up curve. And then butt cheeks. Yeah. I only have, like, a couple of those. But, yeah, I think I've done a lot of, like, nude sort of, like, Skyping and video chatting.
Is cool. I really like Skype sex a lot more than I
don't think I've ever had Skype sex.
It's just, like...
I've been like, here, look at my tit.
Each other. You touch yourself while you're the other person's touching themselves. And then you're like, it's just cool.
You literally say that.
Yeah, we did.
It's just cool.
Yeah, I liked it. Because I actually feel like it sounds...
How is it initiated?
I mean, I was just talking on Skype, and then it was like... I don't know. Being cute, flirty, then probably being... Someone saying they wanted to see something. Yeah. I don't know who initiated it.
Hmm.
But it was just like... he definitely like took out his dick first and was rubbing on it, and then I started... rubbing on it too.
Mm.
And I was like, this is cool. And it wasn't that awkward. It wasn't really
awkward. This is cool.
It's good. It was like, I don't know, I just thought it was going to be really awkward. And then it wasn't at all.
No, if you're doing it, you're usually into it.
Yeah,
you know?
I was definitely into it.
You're not like, oh, I'm hesitantly.
Yeah.
You know, you're usually into it. There was one dude that I wrote about him in my book. Who was the guy who made me squirt?
Mr. Squirt.
The guy, like, he was just, like, he had a way with words. He was really, really smooth. And so, the first time we talked was, and this was, like, back in the day when OkCupid was the primary online dating thing, and it was before apps and stuff. So, we started talking about OkCupid. Wanted me to, he wanted a video chat with me first, or whatever. Or one of us wanted a video chat first. So, we talked on Skype for, like, a really long time, like hours, but he was just so convincing and smooth and stuff. Yeah. He was able to get me to show him my tits and my ass and stuff. Like, he just had, like, the way he said it or the way the conversation went or the way he was
That's really impressive.
He was just like, oh, man, I would love to see your ass.
Yeah, and it just...
And I was like, I don't know, because that's what I was cute. Like, I don't know. I was really paranoid because it was, like, back in the... early days where I really thought it was like a huge deal for people to have like images of you.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll show it to you really quick. Don't screenshot it.
And, so funny.
Yeah, and I showed him my butt and then he wanted to see my tits and he was just, this is the way he talked. It was really hot.
Nice.
And then years later, after I wrote the book, I reconnected with him and messaged him, was like, hey, just wanted to let you know you should, like, read my book.
Because you're in it.
Because you're in it. And he read You could kill them. He read his chapter and then started talking to me again. Was like, I want to do this again. It's really hot and stuff. And that's when he got, like, he was a little way more intense about his dominating stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's again got me to get on video chat with him. And somewhere in that conversation was like, come on, we should do this again. I want to see, like, how if those titties look the way I remember them. And I was like, yeah, look at my titties!
I don't think I knew you. He got you twice in a row.
Yes, he did. Oh, I was crazy about that dick.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, man made you squirt, you know? What are you gonna do but show him your boobs?
Yeah, like... Made you squirt and cry, basically, you know? Like,
squirt, cry.
Oh my god.
The squaw. Yeah.
But so he didn't... Did you ever meet up with him again?
No, because he freaked me out.
How so?
He was a really big dom guy. Like, the first time I had sex with him and he made me squirt, but his taste was, like, way more extreme as the years went on, and he was like, it'll take a lot more to get me turned on, and I was like, well, what do you mean? Pray tell. And he was like, I want you to, like, really, really degrade yourself. Like, I want you to be, like, really degrading, and I want you to beg for me to piss and fart in your mouth. And I was like, okay, but I could beg, but you're not gonna do it, right? And then he was like, what are you questioning me for? And I'm like, but really, like, we're not gonna do that, are we? I could, like, say it. and then he was like, I want you to look up, like, incest stories or whatever, like, sex fan fiction or whatever, and kind of study that language and talk to me that way, because I'm going to be your daddy, and I want you to say, like, nasty, incestuous things to me. It was...
How did you react?
I just was like... Because I really wanted it. Like, I really wanted it. I was, like, ready to give him my butt virginity. I, like, wanted it so bad. But the more he went in, I was like... And the more times, like, the harder I sucked in when I made that noise, the more I was like, then I was like, okay, we gotta put the brakes on this. And then I just came clean with him, and I was like, listen, this is way too fucking intense. I just wanted to sleep with you.
Good old fashioned, just like last time, not different. same.
Wonder what happened to that guy. He had to have been, like, mentally ill or something, because... What, you wouldn't have been able to have normal sex with me? Couldn't you have just, like, had just a normal, like...
Yeah, maybe he got very, very used to his...
He was like, I cannot even get
hard. Can't have
hard.
Sex outside of, like, that specific fantasy, I guess.
I don't know.
Well, that's too bad. Because it's, like...
But he probably has some, at least mental naked images of me, if not my whole... It's a screenshot I never knew about.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dudes, like, I don't know, but some dudes are really convincing, and you're like, no, I'm not gonna show you a picture. Yeah. Okay, here's my tits.
I guess sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't know if I've ever...
I don't know, I'm sure they're also legitimately, there are legitimately times where guys are, like, creepy pushy about it, and you really shouldn't, and that's bad,
and it's like, you don't even want to, you're like, fuck that. And they're, like, being creepy, pushy.
Yeah, like...
You know what? That did happen to me. I think it was a guy off of Tinder, too. And he wanted to... Oh, yeah. So weird. He wanted to, like, Skype talk as well before we had met. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And so we're Skyping. And I was like, I get why some people want to do that.
Yeah.
I would rather just meet in a public place in person, which we probably would have. Well, wait... never mind.
Finish the story.
So we went on Skype, and he didn't show his face at all. Like, it just showed, like, from the top of his neck, just his torso. And I think he was German, because, he was German. He has a bit of an accent, but we were speaking in English, and he was just, like, talking back and forth. And I think he was, like, trying to get really nasty and, like, trying to see my body, and, like, also I was like,
ugh,
I can't even see your face. It was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. It's supposed to be, like, a meeting over Skype, and it's just, like, his neck down. And then I was like, can you move it up so I can actually see your face? And he moved it like a tiny bit so I could just see his chin. And then
Catfish.
Yeah.
It was gremlin catfish. Really catfish gremlin.
And then he was like saying nasty stuff. So I just like hung up and was like, fuck that.
Yeah. I used to be hella paranoid. I'm really glad things like Tinder exist now where you can be as like pretty low key as possible. It sucked being like, I don't even want them to have my email. I don't want to like give them my Skype username. Yeah, but I remember something similar to that. Like I was on OkCupid and this guy, I thought he was a cute Indian guy, you know? And we get on Skype and I can see his face, but there's no sound. And he's like, oh, sound doesn't work. Sound doesn't work. And it was like, no sound, and I was sort of like talking, but he could hear me. But so he was typing, and he was typing messages, and he kept like I would be asking him questions, and he'd be like, "You're just so hot. You're just so hot. Like I really wish I could see more. You're so sexy." And I was like, "I'm trying to get to know you." And I'm like, and besides, like your voice isn't even.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you have a kid's voice? Are you deaf, but you're ashamed of being deaf? You're just a deaf guy, like, trying to get titties on Skype? I don't know.
Just pretending. Yeah, I could have been any of that.
Dudes are, like, really aggressive about
wanting
to see you naked pretty quickly. I feel like, you know.
Well, that's where there's the danger side of.
Of men
and like the naked pickness, because we love naked pics.
Naked pics.
Love them. Just gotta.
Yeah. You just can't.
But you only want you love them when you want to be doing them, not when.
It's like pressure. Yeah, I always want to show everyone my naked pics. I got like really nice naked pics from the boudoir lady and like. Mm-hmm. I was showing all my friends. I was like, you guys, do you mind seeing my tits? Okay, because you have to look at this.
Yeah, you've taken a lot of good, like, titty pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Tits are great.
Tits are great.
So are other things, though. Like, you know, if you have the right angles and you that's your strength. Some people take some real good booty pics.
Yeah, booty pics are great.
What do you think you're more of?
Tits. Well, I just am more of a tits person.
Tits person, tit thing.
But I like booties. It's just my booty's not that popping.
Yeah, I don't think mine is either. Sometimes my booty looks good, but I feel like it's...
I mean, I like
it's
booty.
It's hard to get the right angle without a lot of effort, so I just don't.
Yeah, I guess I've never really...
I sent my boyfriend a video of me naked, like, at a hotel or whatever when I wasn't with him, and I'm just like twirling around and I'm naked in the video, and he's shown it to me and I'm like, oh my god, my body looks like a walnut.
What?
It's just like a egg or something. And he's like, no, I save it to my phone because it's sexy. And I'm like, okay.
Like,
my really nice legs, but my walnut body.
Oh, he loves it, so. That's what I always say. I feel like it's like the green M&M. That's how I feel. I'm like, I'm the green M&M. Apple shaped is like, you know, got skinny arms and legs. Nice hefty middle. It's like the sexy green M&M.
The walnut and the green M&M.
Yeah.
We're going to change the name of our podcast.
It's going to be so hot. Love the green M&M.
Green M&M. Wait. Whoa. I think that's good. I think we've covered a lot of different nude topics. Nudes from us, nudes to us, nudes on video, sex tapes, dick pics, tit pics.
Sexting was sort of, I guess, like Skype sex.
Yeah, Skype sex.
Yeah, Skype sex is cool. I would do that again. Yeah. The opportunity presented itself.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I would too. I usually just use my video call. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you gonna send me news?
If you want me to.
Okay. I'm gonna text you in a few months and be like, I miss you. Send me some nudes.
I miss your tits.
I miss your tits. Send me a tits. Anyway, if anyone out there feels so inclined, if this podcast inspired them so much, please feel free to send your nudes.
Yeah.
Directly to our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. That would be the perfect public forum.
We'll give you a... You know, it doesn't have to be... You know, you can just DM it if you're, like, not comfortable with that, but...
Just, like, requesting people to send naked pics to us for no reason.
I'm not requesting. I said if the spirit moves you...
We're gonna regret this.
And the podcast so moved you, mm-hmm. and you want to show your appreciation... You are free to drop a line or a nip.
Yeah, but also,
but it's all your choice.
There and you don't want to send any to us, you and whoever you're with can be like, hey, let's like film ourselves.
Yeah.
Spice it up, you know? Just
spice it up and then watch it and then rub one out while you watch it.
Yeah.
The nicest thing that I ever saw in my life was a picture of me. A picture of a picture of me covered in jizz.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You never showed me that one. Some things you do keep private after all.
jizz pick. And that's when you know.
That's when you know. You're in love.
All right, guys. Till next month. This has been two girls, and we will see you, not really see you, I guess we'll talk to you.
We will be back
next month. Love y'all. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Two Girls, One Joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of Two Girls, One Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOAS21 page on Patreon.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?